Okay, that's pretty good. So the idea is that, when we think of making spiritual progress, sometimes we just think about all the wonderful, uplifting parts of spiritual life, meditation and being in blissful states or going to the temple and experiencing the deity and so forth. But an important part of making spiritual progress is to improve our weak areas. It's like a dancer. How does a dancer become a better dancer? By focusing on the weakest areas and improving them. So sometimes it's hard to want to do that when it comes to ourself. It's hard to want to look at our weakest areas, but it's important. And this exercise of using the yamas and niyamas is a simple way of proving our behavior through self-reflection. Meaning we don't have to have anyone else's help. We can do it ourselves is quite useful. So moving on, we're still in ahimsa. We can pass that out now. We're moving on to a related topic, which is anger. Non-injury and anger are closely related. There is a tendency to respond to the challenging situations by becoming upset, angry, and finally harming others with our fists or our words. Therefore, understanding and controlling anger is an important part of practicing ahimsa. Here's a story to illustrate anger. So this really happened right here. Not in this room, but out back. Monastery is a very controlled spiritual environment, so the first-hand experience of anger is rare. Now, where am I going to find an example of anger? However, a few years ago, there was a great opportunity for first-hand observation, which was when two carpenters were building a house next door to the monastery. So if anyone knows, it's Greg Smith's house back there. One of the carpenters was more prone to anger than the other. Every few minutes, when something didn't work right, he would start loudly swearing at length. This really happened. And then about once a week, there would be a huge argument, and he would stump off the job and drive away with his tires squealing in defiance. It was definitely a very interesting study in anger and human nature. Gurudeva, in Living with Shiva, makes reference to the eight forms of anger from the book Angry All the Time. These are called the eight rungs on the ladder of violence. So that's the sheet we're passing out to everyone. So I'll read that. Sneaky anger, step one. The goal of sneaky anger is to totally frustrate somebody. For example, regularly forget what someone wants you to do. You can be angry without even having to admit to the person you're mad at him or her. So this, of course, is the most subtle form of anger. And it may be hard for the other person to even realize that you're angry at them. You're being so subtle at it. They ask you to do something and you always forget. Or you purposely do it and leave out something. You're purposefully not fulfilling things in the correct way because you're angry at the person. It's called sneaky anger. Step two, the cold shoulder. I'm mad at you and I'm not going to talk about it. So there, that will show you. So that's more obvious. No way we're going to discuss things. I'm just mad. Cold shoulder. Three, blaming and shaming. Angry people often blame others for their problems. It takes the form of saying that there's something wrong with you. I know it. I'm going to say it. I want you to feel bad because I'm angry with you. Sometimes that happens parents to children. The children just frustrate the parents so much they blame and shame just out of frustration, not really on any factual basis, just getting angry. Swearing, screaming, and yelling. The previous step of blaming and shaming was verbal, but it was controlled. This step involves losing control over our speech. So this is where we're starting to lose control, which is an important part of serious anger, because the more angry you get, the more control you lose over yourself. Demands and threats. This is again verbal and involves demanding that someone behave as you want or threatening you will do something pretty drastic if they don't. Of course, the most drastic thing is I'll kill myself. If you don't do this, I'll kill myself. And people actually get in that state. I get emails come in occasionally saying the very same thing. You know, he threatened to kill himself or she threatened to kill herself. She got so angry. It's amazing that, you know, it's a state of mind that everyone can go through. No one is immune from it. And everyone experiences pretty much the same thing. They lose control. Chasing and holding. This is the first step that involves physical contact and consists of restraining someone against their will. Step 7, partially controlled violence. This is physically striking someone but without losing control. Step 8, blind rage. This is physically striking with total loss of control and sometimes memory too. You don't really remember what you did clearly. You lost so much control that you lose it. So, of course, we're not thinking that any of us are down here and 8, 7, 6, or even 5, but the top 4 are something that people who come to Guru David do occasionally or regularly experience, depending on their nature. People are very different when it comes to anger. Some people just never anger, and other people are always angry to some degree, even though they're interested in spiritual life. So the idea here is that one of the stages can easily degrade into the next, shall we say, which can easily degrade into the next.